Mitch is actually going to hear out my WrestleMania hot takes at 4:50, unless he bails between now and then. 5:10 here from Alex Delton.
Hopefully I don't fall asleep.
Yeah, hopefully he stays awake over there. Jabroni of the Week at 5:50 as well. Vote on the poll question. The game KMAN. Will Alex Delton start a game here at K-State? Our friend Brady decided to put together a special Cover 5 for today. So if you're a Cover 5 fan, the award-winning Cover 5. If you are a fan of the award-winning Cover 5, today is your day. There's been some big NFL news, and I don't really care enough to talk about it in our own form here on the show. The only way that I did was if Tony Romo was going to join the Chiefs. It became apparent pretty quick that wasn't going to happen. Now Tony Romo's not joining any team because he is joining the CBS broadcast team, and he's going to take Phil Simms' spot, which if there is one part of this that I would at least use a second of airtime here on, it's how funny is that, that Phil Simms just gets kicked to the curb because Tony Romo decides, hey, I'd rather go broadcast games.
Yeah, I should have taken
Phil Simms has been doing that forever, and people are always making fun of him. There's a whole Twitter account, like Phil Simms, Brady's probably screaming it back there, Phil Simms talks or something, Phil Simms quotes. Phil Simms quotes.
He should have taken Troy Aikman's spot before Phil Simms.
Oh, you're crazy. I love Joe Buck and Troy Aikman's a great combo.
He could have taken Joe Buck's spot too, actually.
Well, okay. We're hitting.
we're tapping on all of the classic
all
things
the greatest
that
hits.
Make me mad. Yeah,
all the greatest hits today. But I think Brady can express feelings and thoughts on the Tony Romo situation much better than you or I. So without further ado, here's a special edition of the Cover 5.
Here's Gramatica. Romo holds. 19-yard field goal attempt. Oh, it is fumbled by Romo, and then Romo's going to run to the end zone, and he's going to get tackled by Jordan Babineau. Amazing!
On the year of our Lord, April the 4th, 2017, Antonio Ramiro Romo announced to the world he's hanging up his crutches and back brace to venture into the CBS broadcast booth with none other than James William Nance III. As far as Jim's normal color analyst, former Giants QB Philip Martin Simms.
That does football, not look forward at all.
Remember, for it to be a forward pass, it's got to go forward.
Well, we don't know where he's going. Most likely neither does he. But nonetheless, the end of an era in Dallas is now official. Besides, like all slightly above average periods of success, it's gotta end sometime. Romo, who Tom Brady drew Bledsoe in 2003, was an unknown when Bledsoe was injured, but he soon flourished. 4 years after he took the reins of the Cowboys, he was dating Jessica Simpson. Not just any Jessica Simpson, 2007 Jessica Simpson. Although Romo has a playoff record of 2-6, for comparison's sake, Tom Brady's postseason tally is 25-9. Let me admit, the ultimate failures of Big D are not his fault. It's been 6 years since Dallas had a defense that ranked in the top 10 of the league, and Romo's passer rating in those playoff games is a very respectable 93.0. with the touchdown-to-interception ratio of 8-2. He's the franchise leader in yards and touchdown passes. Romo, an undrafted free agent, has a career passer rating of 97.1, which is the fourth best in NFL history. So with that said, a special Cover 5 salute, Tony Romo. Bubble wrap the broadcast boot, Jim. When he's healthy, he'll take care of you.
Take a running leap and you learn to fly.
Bye, bye, Tony Romo. Miss you in the satisfaction. Bye, bye, Tony Romo. Your 5,000 candles in the wind.
That was Brady trying to suck up to Tyler by dropping in a Parks and Rec reference at the end. Aren't you a Parks and Rec fan?
I mean, it's not as good as The Office.
Okay, I thought
you
were a Parks and Rec
fan. Oh, don't
even
start. Mr. John Cena is going to lose in WrestleMania.
Okay, easy, boys. That was very well done. I laughed out loud multiple times during that. I enjoy the bye-bye little Sebastian cover there at the end, which if you watch Parks and Rec is pretty funny. I'm trying to think what my other favorite parts of that were. The bubble wrapping the studio was pretty good.
I mean, basically the Phil Simms. A forward pass has to go forward or whatever he said.
Yeah, that is literally what he said. Yes, yeah. I'm sure Phil Simms has set the bar high, but I'm sure if there's anybody that can go leap over that bar, it is the one and only Tony Romo.
I think he'll do a good job.
I think he'll be fine. Oh, the Jessica Simpson part was great too. 2007 Jessica Simpson. That did not disappoint. I enjoyed that a lot. It was nice and succinct. No advertisements. We didn't get bombarded with like the Church Buddy ads in this thing. There was none of that. This should be your favorite cover five that Brady has ever put together. There was no tweak about you. There was no we're gonna go snorkeling in Hawaii jokes. There was none of that. It was short. There was no Church Buddy. That was right up your alley.
The problem is that after the Super Bowl, I was promised like 7 months of quiet.
Of silence?
Yeah.
Well, you cannot silence an award-winning man as talented as our friend Brady. At 5:10, Alex Delton's going to be on the show in a way. You'll hear what he had to say yesterday. Don't want to mislead you there. But back and forth with some of us media. When we come back, Mitch, actually, if he can stay awake during the break, is going to hear my hot takes from WrestleMania. You're listening to The Game.